Chapter 22.
I'll make a deal with you, Leia said. You and Muzzle can stay in here for the entire trip to Coruscant, but you have to promise that when we get there, you won't shut yourself inside your room.
Muzzle too?
Alana said, holding the simian hand puppet up to her shoulder. Leia nodded. Muzzle also has to promise. Alana frowned and turned aside to confer quietly with the toy. The Millennium Falcon was in hyperspace, and Alana was in low spirits. She had been distant ever since Terrace, sitting on her bunk in the principal cabin with the puppet, perhaps telling Muzzle all she wouldn't say to Leia or Han. Leia eased into the cabin and sat down opposite her, putting an arm around Alana's shoulders. What do you say?
Muzzle says he doesn't want to stay in here for the whole trip.
What about you?
I don't want to either.
Leia smiled.
That's good, because Grandpa and I miss having your company.
She took a moment.
You seem a little sad. Is anything wrong?
Alana shook her head.
We still haven't talked about what happened during the pet show.
She averted Leia's gaze.
It's not that.
What then?
I'm just sad our adventure is over.
You mean because we haven't learned to own the Falcon before Vistal Pern?
Alana nodded.
Grandpa said it's a dead end.
He said that he was pretty sure we'd be able to learn something from the Ortolan who owned the circus, Dax Dugan.
Alana looked at her.
That's what he told me. But I heard him tell you it was a dead end.
Leia kept a straight face. Han had said as much. It concerned her that Alana would eavesdrop on a private conversation, but she decided not to make an issue of it.
It's been a great adventure so far, hasn't it?
Sort of.
You haven't had any fun?
I guess.
Leia moved closer to her.
Alana, can we talk a little bit about what happened on Terrace? If you don't feel like talking now, we can do it some other time, but I think it would help if we discussed it.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, let's start with those beings who tricked you into following the squall.
I hate them.
Leia fell silent for a moment.
They tricked you and took you because they wanted to force Grandpa to do something.
What?
They wanted him to make Uncle Lando send them some war droids.
Why?
I guess they had some bad plans.
Alana's brows beetled, and she lowered her chin.
Do you remember what you said when you ran away from Seth?
When Alana didn't respond, Leia said,
You said Jason.
I know what I said.
Why do you think you said your father's name?
Alana gave her head a firm shake. Leia thought for a moment. Could she get to the bottom of this without leading her too much? Should she drop the matter for the time being?
I can't, she told herself.
When those bad beings took you, did it make you think of when Jason took you from your mom?
No,
she snapped.
Seth made me think of Jason.